Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. George Washington astride his horse. Martin Luther King Jr. locked in an eternal embrace with Coretta Scott King. These are some of Boston's iconic bronze statues, which honor major historic figures. Now in Chinatown, one artist is on a quest to memorialize the ordinary people who built the neighborhood. WBUR's Amelia Mason went downtown to watch him at work.
Wen Tietzen stands in the Pow Art Center in Chinatown, peering skeptically at a large foam man. The figure stares vacantly with his arms stretched out in front of him.
I'm not very happy with it because it's like, to me, it's like a stranger. I keep thinking of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, who's just wandering around, you know, looking for a victim.
Nearby, a smaller version of the statue reveals why he seems to be groping the empty air. There's meant to be a table where he rests his hands, and on it, a pile of laundry. He is a laundryman, one of four statues by Tsen that will be installed throughout Chinatown. The others depict a restaurant worker, a garment worker, and a grandmother caring for a child.
The four figures are based on Chinese workers traditionally in America for the last 200 years. At first, because of the discrimination, they were not allowed to have any jobs or own any business.
Tsen drew on oral histories for his research. He explains that Chinese immigrants initially found work in laundromats and restaurants. The end of the Chinese Exclusion Act, followed by immigration reform in the 1960s, meant that men could finally bring their families to the States, where women found work in garment factories and grandparents cared for children. Each of Tsen's figures looks up from their task as if caught in a reverie, momentarily free of the work that fills their days. The laundryman rests one hand possessively on a stack of folded clothes.
I want him to statue to that he has control over what he has created, what he has cleaned.
Tsen says immigrants often had to travel far outside the city to find work. He imagines the laundryman would have found small ways to assert his humanity when faced with racist customers in a small New England town.
He has no way of writing down their names even, so he often describes it in Chinese on the packet. You know, the person with a mole on his cheek. It's an indication. And it's also a way of controlling his life, overcoming some of the prejudices that he faces.
Tsen, who turned 88 this month, is a longtime Boston-area painter and public artist. 3 days a week, he spends a couple hours working on the laundryman in the foyer of the Pow Art Center. The exhibition is designed so the public can see his process as it unfolds.
I think it kind of breaks down a little bit like the mystique of the sculptor in a studio or that very Western notion of the master artist.
Cynthia Wu is the director of the Pow Art Center. She says the exhibition has provided an opportunity to educate visitors about Chinese American history.
Many people don't know the history of labor, so it really provides an interesting gateway to talk about these underrepresented stories and histories that aren't really taught in schools, and it's a very tangible way for people to connect.
The exhibition also lets the public into the sometimes arduous process of making art. The full-sized laundryman statue was carved out of foam, based on a digital scan of the small model, and then covered in a layer of clay. Now, Tsen must refine the features on the large model so it can be used to make a mold for the bronze statue.
Like this nostril here, if I move it one way or the other, it can show changes expression.
Tsen says he wants Chinatown residents to feel a sense of pride when they pass the statue on the street.
The Chinatown community gets to be quite downtrodden, but I would like even for the older people to see we don't have to be like that. And especially for younger people to feel that our ancestors know that they have a lot of dignity inside them.
Tsen's Chinatown Workers Project recently came one step closer to reality with a $1 million grant from the Mayor's Office of Arts and Culture. Several potential sites for the statues have been identified. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.